This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Europe's top diplomat Josep Borrell began a new diplomatic push on Friday to quell the spillover of the Gaza war into Israeli-occupied West Bank, Lebanon, and Red Sea shipping lanes. Their visits to the Middle East came almost 3 months since U.S.-designated terrorist Hamas militants from Gaza attacked Israel, triggering a retaliatory offensive that Palestinian officials say has killed 22,600 people and devastated the enclave. Gazans say Israeli planes and tanks intensified attacks overnight on densely populated areas. Iran is mourning those slain in an Islamic State group claimed suicide bombing targeting a commemoration for a general slain in a U.S. drone strike in 2020. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The funeral on Friday came as the death toll in the attack rose to around 90. Despite the militants claiming the attack, the wider tensions shaking the Middle East during Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip had become intertwined with the funeral in the usually peaceful city of Kerman. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has linked the attack to the U.S., the gathering crowd shouting, "Death to America and death to Israel." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Canadian ophthalmologist operating on the injured at the European hospital in Gaza's Khan Yunis says the, quote, human tragedy is so huge.
Almost every hour someone's coming in with an explosive injury or a serious injury. People are losing their legs, their eyes, their lives.
A team of U.S. and Canadian doctors are part of a medical delegation from Rama Worldwide, a nonprofit organization from the U.S. This is VOA News. A Houthi drone boat laden with explosives blew up in the Red Sea on Thursday as it attempted to attack ships traversing international waters. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
After a string of Houthi militant attacks against commercial and military vessels in the Red Sea, the U.S. and more than 20 nations are participating in Operation Prosperity Guardian to protect ships sailing in international waters. U.S. officials say several American, British, and French warships are patrolling near commercial vessels in the volatile waterways, with Greece and Denmark expected to send warships there soon to provide more protection. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
North Korea fired more than 200 artillery rounds on Friday near a disputed maritime border with South Korea in another escalation of tension between the rivals and prompting the South to take it what called corresponding action with live fire drills. North Korea later said it conducted firing drills as a natural response to military action by South Korea's what it called, quote, military gangsters in recent days. Crews at Tokyo's Haneda Airport began clearing the charred wreck of a Japan Airlines plane from a runway on Friday as investigators sought to discover what caused the deadly accident. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
The captain of the Coast Guard plane, the sole survivor, is under close scrutiny. Transcripts from the airport's control tower appear to show that he was told to stop short of the runway before the crash occurred. Reuters has reported that the Coast Guard plane was flying its third mission within 24 hours. It had been transporting people and supplies to support recovery efforts in the region of Japan's recent earthquake. Now experts say multiple safety procedures must have failed for the accident to occur.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. Officials say South African athlete Oscar Pistorius has been released from prison on parole after serving nearly 9 years in prison for killing his girlfriend. The Department of Corrections gave no more details of Pistorius' release. The announcement came at around 8:30 a.m. on Friday, indicating officials released the world-famous double amputee Olympic runner earlier in the morning. Pistorius has served nearly 9 years of an almost 13-and-a-half-year murder sentence for killing model and law graduate Reva Steenkamp on Valentine's Day 2013. He was approved for parole in November. Serious offenders in South Africa are eligible for parole after serving at least half their sentence. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.